Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Mr. Floor Igor Mrock.
Commence operation vacuum suck.
If you're going to vacuum the floor, go ahead and do that, but use suction-only type vacs.
So you want to suck it out only?
Suction-only.
Ironically, that was my high school band name, suction-only.
Just gone from suck to blow.
There you go. It's kind of ironic you brought it up because I had flashbacks.
Can you give us a sample?
It certainly does suck.
It sucked. Yeah, it sucked, but got a lot of fond memories, so let's not push it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line, 773. What are the two suburbs that we just talked about? Highwood has a great downtown area, which is north of Highland Park. They've done a phenomenal job. So is Highland Park. Highland Park's downtown is really nice as well. Support Highland Park. It's been a year since the shooting, and those businesses could use the support after what happened during the 4th of July last year. And the western suburbs we talked about, Naperville's got a great the Riverwalk and all of the bands and all of the restaurants and a bunch of other towns. Downers Grove, Lombard's got a great downtown, all those areas.
I can't help but say St. Charles is unbelievable. They have done such a phenomenal job, and they're in the middle of a whole community center that they're putting right on First Street, which is right in front of our office. It's going to be amazing. The restaurants, everything is just so cool. There are rumors, and it's not confirmed, that Whole Foods is going in there also.
Here, I'll make it simple. Yeah. Everybody's downtown's great except Northbrook. Northbrook suck. Okay, so I should get on the...
I should get on the planning.
Is it good?
Even Algonquin is really looking nice.
They got six
restaurants now. Northbrook. Sorry.
Algonquin's trumping.
Algonquin.
Downtown Chicago's not bad.
Please stop. They had a head start.
Yeah. Okay? They've been at it for a while.
In the day with bulletproof vests, if you're walking down Michigan Avenue now. You see all the cops up and down Michigan Avenue?
I am so proud of Chicago.
I love this.
Chicago's nice.
Chicago's beautiful.
312. It's got a lot of work. It needs a lot of work. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Mr. Floor, what is going on with squeaky floors, with spongy squeaky floors?
David, you know, you sort of mentioned it at the beginning of the show where, you know, we're now entering the hot and humid weather and the floors are now expanding. So everybody that was complaining about gaps in their floors over the winter that develop because relative humidity comes down, the heat is pumping into the home, everything dries out, the floors actually start to physically get smaller, they shrink and gaps develop. So in the summertime, the exact opposite effect goes on, where everything starts to expand. Now, we have certain clients, David, that absolutely refuse to run their air conditioning because they don't mind it to be 85, 90 degrees.
Are they from Honduras?
I mean, wherever they may be from, they just, you know, they like it. Yeah, they don't want to do it. The problem is, you know, we can only do so much on the flooring side of things to prevent that floor from continuing to expand. And we've used this term before on the program, hygroscopic, right? What does that mean? So a floor is hygroscopic. It means even though it's not a living tree anymore, on a cellular level, that floor will still expand and contract. It'll still absorb moisture and it'll release moisture. So when a homeowner refuses to run their air conditioning and dehumidify their home, what happens is that floor continues to get bigger, continues to swell as it looks for equilibrium as it's pulling that moisture out of the air and continues to expand. When we install a wood floor, David, we always leave an expansion joint, right? It's basically a gap, for lack of a better description, along the perimeter of walls, cabinets. You know, we're not coming into contact with any structure when we install that floor. And the thought process there is that we're allowing the floor room to expand. Well, when you don't run your air conditioning and you don't dehumidify correctly, that floor will actually exceed the allowed expansion gap and actually come into contact with the walls and start to push up on those walls. Once it does that, it actually comes back to the center in the form of a physical lifting of the floor in some cases, where when you walk on it, it almost feels like you're on a trampoline.
Can you fix it, or is it a permanent damage?
So the way to fix it is to change the environment. You have to start dehumidifying. So for clients that are listening out there, if you like to keep your windows open, and you know, it's perfectly fine if you want it to be 85, 90, 95 degrees in your home, it's not so much the temperature, it's the humidity. You then have to run a dehumidifier in order to bring that humidity down under 50%.
Wow.
So 50% or higher, you should expect, you know, basically expansion of that floor. And once that floor expands beyond the expansion gap that is left around the perimeter, then that floor will begin to come into contact with the walls, and then it'll begin to physically lift in certain areas. And that's what some of our clients are experiencing, especially with floors that are installed in a floating manner. So a floating floor is a floor that is connected tongue and groove between individual boards, but then the whole unit lays down as a single piece once all of those boards are connected. Those floors are even more susceptible to that sort of trampolining effect, that vertical deflection, if you don't maintain that proper humidity in your home.
Quick question before the break.
Now, as a homeowner, is this something you could come in and assess for me?
Yeah, absolutely. So we get a lot of calls here where clients are saying, you know, there's something wrong with the floor. I'm not sure what it is.
Right.
And in many cases, it's environmental.
Wow.
Here's how I feel about it. Mr. Air and Mr. Conditioner got together and created the air conditioner, okay? And it's a beautiful thing, okay? So we're not living in 1920s where you got the horse cart dropping off gigantic slabs
of ice. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So when Mr. Air and Mr. Conditioner got together and say, hey, got an idea, right? We're going to make it, we're going to take this hot air like it is in Cuba, all right, or in Florida or Honduras.
We're going to condition it.
Or in San Salvador, yeah. Where it's 100 degrees in the shade. We're going to make it comfortable inside.
Sure.
It's because, I mean, let's take advantage of it.
You know, David, it seems like a simple thing, and we do everything we can on our end to educate our clients, right? We've talked again about this on the show. We acclimate our wood,
yes,
right? So we have basically almost like a humidor where you keep a cigar to keep the floor conditioned properly. It's installed correctly. It's conditioned properly. But if you don't maintain that relative humidity and temperature after we leave, there's nothing we can do.
We'll talk about more about that after the break. Yeah. We have an 847 chiming in. Downtown Glenview sucks too. 312-981-7200. See, now people are expressing their feelings about their towns. That's what we're here. 312-981-7200. Downtown Chicago is beautiful.
Absolutely.
It's just we have got some challenges with the crime.
We're working
on other things. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGM.
Now, here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, talking about Bridget. Did anything happen Northwestern this week, Bridget?
No,
nothing at all.
She pleads the fifth.
She doesn't know anything.
She knows everything.
I don't work at the paper. I know nothing. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Bridget is our intern, our social media intern from Northwestern. Robert from Aurora, you have a question for Igor Marak, Mr. Floor.
Yeah, hopefully it's just about humidity in the basement. Just to give you an idea what the environment's like, it's a typical two-story home, about 30 years old. We do run the air conditioner. We have that set at about 77, so it should be pulling some basic humidity out. Mm-hmm. We put a dehumidifier in the basement, and the thing, we're emptying the bucket like twice a day.
Yeah.
Now, there's no seepage, there's no water. It seems excessive, so I was wondering if that's typical or if I need to do something different or what your opinion is.
Igor?
Yeah, very, very typical. This time of the year, we actually have some clients that have their dehumidifiers actually basically plumbed into their plumbing.
Yeah.
You know, there's a hose coming off of it because
direct drain.
Drain, yeah, because there's so much humidity that's being pulled.
Yeah, Robert, so, have you looked at a system where you could do that, where you could just, like, put your hose line into a floor drain or into a sump or something like that so you don't have to empty the bucket twice a day?
Yeah, we consider just, you know, most of those units have a hose spigot connection and then you can just run it to the floor drain.
But
I kind of, at first, I wanted to keep track of how much water it's pulling out and it's just mind-boggling how much water
it's crazy.
Out of that.
That's what I was just going to say. I mean, the fact that you're able to pull that much moisture out of the air is kind of, you know, it's not a surprise to me. I mean, we know that. And again, the fact that you're doing it is actually really healthy for your home because otherwise everything in your home would be absorbing that excess moisture from cabinetry to flooring to furniture. Everything would be swelling under that excessive moisture. So and this is why we're sort of preaching the fact that, you know, it's really recommended to run those dehues.
Robert, quick question. Do you have a open crawl space by chance in your basement?
No.
Okay.
We built a home about 30 years ago, and we had the what would have been the crawl, we had that completely dug out so we can put all the furnace and stuff back there. So it's there's no crawl.
Okay, so you're not getting any excess moisture coming in from like around your rim joists or any, because I've seen customers where they put insulation around the perimeter. That sometimes help. I mean, basements are just naturally more moist to begin with.
Right, and depending on you know where you are in the floodplain, I mean, you could just be in a lower part of the area, the neighborhood, whatever the case might be. So it is definitely right. If you're able to pull 2-3 buckets a day, I would say that you should continue to do that, and maybe think about plumbing that just so that it just permanently you don't have to worry about emptying it. Right.
Yeah.
But it's very healthy to pull that much moisture out.
Yep.
The magic formula really is you have to be under 50% relative humidity in your home. So for $20, you can buy a thermohygrometer. You can buy them online. They're very inexpensive, and it'll tell you exactly what your relative humidity is. And you can maybe buy a couple. Yep. Put one in the basement, put one upstairs. And if you're hitting above 50%, that's where you can expect that all of that moisture to be absorbed by the home and by everything in the home. So try to keep it between 30 and 50. That's really the magic sort of sweet spot for it.
How's that, Robert?
So what do you do? Yeah, that's perfect. I'll let you guys go. I know you
guys. No, go ahead. Go. We got.
Thank you very much.
No, we got time for another one. Go quick.
I just wondering if I do have one of those whatever they're called humidity meters, and it struggles to be under 50. It's usually right at 50 or a little above.
Yeah.
What do you do in that case? I got to put another one down there.
So yeah. Yeah, I mean, 77.
I have the furnace fan going 100% because we have the furnace changed out, and he said run the fan 100% of the time, so he'll mix the air real nice.
I mean, you could turn your AC down, right? Because your AC does act as a natural dehumidifier. So 77 is a little high. So you could do that if you don't want to get a second.
Okay.
But if
you can move.
Yeah, Dave's solution will always be sell your house and move. Kari would agree right now.
Yes,
it's a great time.
Yeah,
Kari's nodding in approval
for
that. For sure.
Robert, you have two experts right here that are telling you to sell your house.
Or you could just run your dehumidifier. You may need a bigger dehumidifier, something with a little bit larger capacity, or a second one.
Yep. Yep, unfortunately.
Okay.
But just think, if you didn't do that, Robert.
We bought a fixer-upper and. Sorry?
If you didn't do that, how terrible it would be. So nice job on at least running a dehumidifier, because a lot of times we show up to customers' house and they don't even have that. So way
nice
to go.
Nice job, Robert.
Yep. Yeah, way to go.
Hey, Robert, real quick question for you. How is downtown Aurora? Are you happy with downtown Aurora, or does it need work?
We're out in the 203 area by Waubonsie High School there.
Okay.
If you know where that is. So
no
idea. I don't get downtown very much, but they seem to be doing a super nice job revitalizing that area. And went down to the fireworks show a couple of years ago, and that whole Riverwalk is beautiful. So
yeah, we've started an informal survey of downtown.
I want to know,
which is why we're asking you.
And ironically, Robert, when I graduated high school, our softball team was called More Moist. That's what our name of
that
just thought I'd throw it out there.
So much
it brought back memories.
Knowing you, More Moist.
I won't ask if that's code for anything.
No, 12 guys playing 16-inch softball. Yeah. There's no code.
You need a dehumidifier.
Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. We had a lot of fun. 312-981-7200. Go to wgndavid.com, wgndavid.com for more contact information.